All right, so, you know, it's a good competitive game tonight. You know, obviously ran out of defensive line there at the end, but, you know, it's a good experience for everybody, really, everybody that played there, and now we're kind of on to Cincinnati. So it's been a, you know, good preseason, long one. I think the players have worked hard. I think everybody's ready to, you know, start the season next week, and, you know, we'll get at it right away, so... So we're at tonight.
Bill, what did you learn about your team throughout this preseason?
You know, I thought that overall, you know, taking the practices and all the games and all that into account, we had our ups and downs, but you know, I think the team is, so they've worked hard. I think they're in good condition. And, you know, I think they'll be ready to go. They'll be ready to go. We've competed well for the most part. On a day-in and day-out basis, so hopefully we can carry that into Sundays.
Can you give me an evaluation of Ryan Horace's performance tonight?
I think we'll have to go back and look at the film and all that, but, you know, he made some good plays. There's some I'm sure he'd like to have back.
Any update on Sammy Morris? It appeared he had something with his mouth, though.
Yeah, I think he had a stitch or two in there.
Does he get to your secondary concern yet, Bill?
Well, I think, you know, everything concerns you until you get into the regular season and see how you match up against everybody and how they match up against you. You know, everything's really a question mark, so we'll find out where we're at soon enough.
Are you pleased with your kickoff returns so far, punt returns?
We've had our moments. Yeah, we've had our moments. At times it's been all right, other times, you know. But again, it's preseason. You know, teams are just kicking off. They're just covering. We're not seeing all the, you know, the difficult coverage maneuvers that teams use and so forth. So, you know, that, you can, I think those evaluations all come in time. You know, now it's the time to get your fundamentals down and get good at the basics and work on those. Try to work on your team, overall team execution, some situation awareness. And, it'll be a whole different deal next week.
You know, Donald Jenkins has had two big plays in the preseason, and he's also missed some time. What do you see from him as far as speed and explosiveness?
Yeah, well, he's had an exciting preseason. Again, you know, made some good plays, made some other plays that, you know, I think his lack of experience showed up on. But, you know, he's competitive, and he's good with the ball in his hands. He's made some things happen, so you got to respect that.
Have the players made your cut-down decisions, which you have to make in a couple days, difficult for you?
Well, I think they're always difficult. Yeah, they're always difficult. Guys that are, you know, I mean, everybody's got something to offer. And, you know, you include practice squad in that as well, which you do, because those players are really part of your team, even though they're not on the active roster. They're still part of it. Right, you know, everybody's got something to offer, and whether it's experience or youth or special teams or offense or defense or multiple, you know, versatility or whatever it is. So you just have to try to make the best decisions that we can for the team, and that's what we'll do. But, yeah, I think everybody's got something to offer here.
Was there a reason for playing the starters as deep into the fourth game as you did? Because that typically hasn't been your pattern in the past.
Yeah, well, I don't know what pattern is. We just do what we think's best in every game.
Was it a matter of them just needing the reps, especially after St. Louis, maybe there weren't as many plays in that game offensively?
It's a matter of us doing what we think's best. That's what we always do.
Can you talk about that first touchdown drive coming back after the Giants just scored right there?
I mean, you know, we converted a third down, hit a big play. It's nice to see us move the ball. A lot better than it was last week.
Did you get a look at how Lawrence looked his first night time a little bit?
You know, I thought the backs ran hard. So it wasn't perfect, but you know, I thought the backs ran hard. I mean, I thought the team, you know, both teams played competitively. And, you know, some plays are better than others. We'll look at the tape, but there were some good things out there and some other things that weren't so good. That's what you're going to get in a game like this.
Yeah, what was it like sort of patching it together, on, especially on defense there late in the game? You had a lot of guys out of position.
Well, I mean, we knew coming in that we, you know, we only dressed five defensive linemen for the game. So, you know, we knew that was going to be, we were a little short there. But that's, you know, I think that helps those guys. They play that position and they go back to their own position. They have a little better understanding for what, you know, what the guys are doing being next to him. So, yeah, I think they had fun with it.
What are your thoughts on Fred Taylor's body of work this preseason?
I think Fred's in good condition. I think he's, he's had a good camp, been out there every day, he's worked hard. So, I think he's been all right.
When you see a team run a fleet flicker during the final preseason game, where you guys have different formations with Trump coming out of that, is there a component to those plays and formations that we're just putting it out there so the teams have something to think about? Is there a part of that that goes on in this game?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the Giants. But, yeah, I think we run what we... we want to run that game. There are different reasons for it. Sometimes you want to look at a play, getting under fire. Sometimes you want to maybe show something. But, I think the main thing is just to get experience, running your plays. And if they're good plays, that's good. And if they're not good plays, then you learn from them. And that's okay, too, as long as you can make that a good learning experience and, keep it from happening again at a later point in time. So... I think you run whatever you want to run in preseason. We've seen teams onside kick and fake punt and run reverses and flea flickers and unbalanced lines and stuff like that. And, whatever they want to run, they run. Whatever we want to run, we run.
Is your general feeling at this point that the team's ready to go, or do you wish you had more time?
I think when you get to this point in preseason, you're ready to start playing games. Could we use more time? Yeah, sure. There's a lot of things we got to work on. No teams. In midseason form at this point, but it's time to start playing games, and I think our players are ready to start preparing for the regular season opponents and be ready for Cincinnati on Sunday.
Bill, on the running backs, how do you envision that going? Do you see a committee, or would you like to see one back step up and maybe take the majority of the workload?
I think we'll, as usual, try to do what we feel like is best for that game and that whatever that team is. Whatever gives us the best chance to win, that's what we'll do. Whether that's personnel, plays, scheme, you name it.
One more question?
Thinking, Zoe, I can see it.
I think your shirt.
Like those shirts.
Yeah, last one.
Good on you.
Allison, thanks. Algie, how big has he been for the development of the young tight ends?
He's been great. He's priceless. He's just so professional in every way, on the field, off the field, in between plays, to hear him in the huddle, and just the way he, keeps going, the way he looks at every play, how alert he is, his mental toughness, his focus, he's awesome. And I think he's been a great, not just for the tight ends, I think he's been a good, good influence for all of us, everybody. He's very professional, and... It seems like he always does the right thing. He certainly goes about it always the right way. I'm not saying he doesn't make mistakes out there, but he goes about it the right way, and he's good for all of us to learn from. He's been great. He's been a great addition to this team. So, okay. All right. Thank you.